This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you're the type that checks grocery prices closely every time you shop, you already know this. If not, consider this the consumer education segment of this program. Egg prices are near 10-year lows of late, as little as 55 cents a dozen at the wholesale level earlier this summer. Fine for the egg-consuming public, not fine for the egg-producing industry. In recognition of that industry's troubles, the Department of Agriculture is stepping in to buy about $12 million worth of eggs, just like it's buying, as you might have heard, a big chunk of surplus cheese as well, $20 million worth of that. It's all going to go to places like school lunch programs and food banks, part of a program that dates back to the Great Depression. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
Poultry producers were hit hard by the avian flu last year. It cost them about 40 million birds. Erner Berry egg industry analyst Brian Muscaggiuri says flocks rebounded faster than expected, but he says egg producers and processors are still struggling.
The demand hasn't kept pace. You know, the cart market hasn't been over a dollar since this past Easter. Their dried egg inventories are, at five-year highs.
Muscaggiuri says exports are down and big food companies have tweaked recipes to use fewer eggs. Now, the USDA will attempt to mop up some of the surplus of eggs and egg products. And it's doing so through the Agriculture Act of 1935, specifically Section 32 of it. Dan Sumner is an ag economist at UC Davis. He says the money for the purchases comes from import tariffs on agricultural commodities.
Sometimes it's used to purchase fruits and vegetables or other commodities that, like eggs, for example, that for which there's no substantial other federal government subsidies.
Some of the other stuff the USDA has recently said it would buy up: orange juice, blueberry products, raisins. Sumner says when the program was devised in the Depression, farmers were wretchedly poor. But he says that's not the case today. And he doubts the government's purchases will make a big difference for egg and dairy producers. It's buying up a small fraction of overall production. Bob Young, chief economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation, agrees.
They tend to not buy a lot of this stuff. We were kind of hoping they would have bought a little bit more.
But Young says the purchase programs probably will give farmers a psychological boost, and the food will get donated to people who may not have gotten it otherwise. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.